In Contact, I'm London Mitchell. Recently, Governor Mike DeWine addressed the citizens of Ohio, letting us know just when we can expect to see those coronavirus health orders lifted. Let's listen in.
Now, I can't tell you exactly the day and the time when we can declare victory, but we will be able to declare victory. I can't predict how this virus will act in the coming days. No one can. But what we do know is this. We're close. We're close. We also know what works. And we know what we need to do to get to the other side of this, to get things back to normal. Not only now do we have three highly effective vaccines, we also have one battle-tested tool that has proven to work so well, and that is the mask. Study after study has shown that masks work. In fact, we did our own study in schools and learned that even when kids were not 6 feet apart, even closer than 6 feet, and they were in a classroom together for a long time, as long as they were wearing a mask, the virus simply did not spread. Ohioans, you've been doing things right. And because of what Ohioans are doing, faithfully wearing masks in school, in business, and while shopping, we've made significant strides in getting our lives back to normal. The curfew has been lifted. We no longer have stay-at-home orders. Restaurants, bars, gyms are open. And we're looking forward. We're looking forward to a spring with graduations and proms and a summer of fairs and festivals, concerts, and baseball. Yes, we may start at 30% capacity for the Reds and the Indians and the minor league teams, but we anticipate that as more and more of us get vaccinated, these percentages will grow until we have full ballparks, full concert halls, full theaters, full capacity at so many other venues. Now let's talk for a moment about how we can measure that success, how we know when we're there. I'm often asked, Mike, when is this going to end? When can we lift the health orders? I've consulted Dr. Vanderhoff, our Department of Health Medical Director, and a number of epidemiologists, as well as other health experts. And they tell me that now, with the vaccine, we can set realistic goals. And so tonight, I'm announcing that when Ohio gets down to 50 cases per 100,000 people for 2 weeks, all health orders in the state will come off. Now, cases per 100,000 people for a two-week period is a standard measure, a measure that we've used since early in the pandemic. We show these numbers every week at our press conferences. Achieving this goal is very doable. We can do this, and I know we will. Now, let me put these numbers in a little context. On December 3rd, 2020, Ohio was at 731 cases per 100,000 population over the previous 2 weeks, 731. On February 3rd, 2020, 1 month ago, Ohio's cases were down to 445. And just yesterday, we were down to 179 cases. In 3 months, we've gone down 550 cases per 100,000 people. Over the last month alone, we've gone down 265 cases per 100,000. Ohio is on the right path to get us to 50. And this is thanks to the vaccine and thanks to your hard work and what you are doing every day to help mitigate the virus. Our path back is by continuing forward, by wearing that mask, and by getting that vaccine. And while no one will be forced to take the vaccine, the more of us who can get vaccinated and the quicker we can get it done, the more complete will be our victory, the sooner will we have that victory, and the more confidently can we put this all behind us. Ohio, this is our path back. My friends, we are now in the last few miles of what has been a grueling marathon. We're tired. But no marathoner pulls out on purpose at the 25th mile marker. They know that they're almost to the finish line. And that is when the marathoner digs even deeper from within to marshal the will to go on to that finish line. In the words of Ohio State legend, Olympic hero, Jesse Owens, and I quote, "That is the moment when we cannot give in to the pain, and instead of going to the limit, we must go past it, because that is where victory is always found." Ohio, we must run through the tape at the end of this race. We need to keep going. We need to finish the job. And we need to finish strong.
Governor Mike DeWine, I'm London Mitchell, and that's our program for this week. Please join us again at this same time next week when we will again be in contact.